Blog Talk Radio.
To Juwanza for Life. My name is Juwanza. It is a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day, and it is a fantastic day to talk about holistic health. Oh, I got a special show lined up for you. You're going to be so glad that you tuned in today. You know what? Whenever we have issues or problems or whatever it is, you know, we have these thoughts and we, you know, kind of put these thoughts out into the universe, and the universe answers. The universe, also known as God, also known as the Creator, you know, will answer our deepest thoughts. And there's somebody out there that's got questions about life, about this vehicle that we call a body that houses our spirit, that houses our soul, you know. And unfortunately, during this thing that we call life, sometimes we get sick, okay? Sometimes things happen to our body, and if we don't know how to maintain it like we do our cars, our homes, then unfortunately, it'll break down on us. Well, I've got a special guest today that is going to give you hope. If you fall into that category, you're going to be inspired by this show today. My special guest, we call him King Coy Dunston. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He has got a testimony that is out of this world, okay? At some point, I'm going to let him tell it because I'm not going to tell it, okay? But, I mean, his testimony is so powerful. He actually cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, the liver, and the colon, and after that, changed his whole life, and he's been healing people ever since. Now, I want to move out of the way so that I can get to my special guest. Now, as a point of departure tonight, we're going to be talking about how to reduce blood pressure, high blood pressure. But if you've got questions about anything, we're not just limited to talking about high blood pressure tonight, because I know that there are people out there that have issues that might not pertain to high blood pressure. So if you got issues dealing with diabetes, if you got issues dealing with gout, if you've got issues dealing with whatever the case is, a gallbladder situation going on, if you've got issues dealing with whatever the case is, just cancer, whatever, don't be shy. All you have to do is press 1, and I'll bring you on board, and you can ask your questions or make your comments. Brother Coy Dunston, it's an honor. King Coy, welcome back to Juwanza for Life, sir.
Good to be back with you and your audience, and I say good evening to all, and we hopefully have something to say tonight.
I'm sure we will, my brother. Again, it's always a pleasure when I talk to people that are making a difference. You are truly a blessing to this planet, my brother. You've touched lives ever since you got started, and, you know, this whole healing path is a very, very interesting path because you actually get to see God at work. So I want to just move out of the way and give the listeners an opportunity to hear your powerful testimony. Could you share with our listeners, brother, what brought you to holistic health? What got you started on this path?
Well, by happenstance, basically, I had just graduated from law school, and I went home just to relax and kind of catch myself in North Carolina, little town called Lewisburg. And when I got there, my mother was complaining about, she had just come from the doctor, and she had this itching and burning that she felt it was severe enough to go to the doctor. And she said she had gone to the doctor that day, and he told her to go to Duke University the next morning. And I just happened to be there to take her. So the next morning, my father and I got in the car with my mother and took her to Duke University, and I looked at her for... It turned out to be all day, but After they got her in, they started running tests and making determinations about what was going on with her. And around the end of the day, they came back and told us that they would have to keep her. She had a severe case of cancer of the colon, the breast, and liver. And they were going to see what they could do for her. And so they kept her for a while and ran some tests and some more diagnostics. And about 3 weeks later, they say that I guess she was in for about 3 weeks before they finally decided that a course of action to take. And they told her that she had to take chemotherapy or there was nothing they could do for her. And me being there, she asked me, what would I do if I was her? And I say, well, if it was me, I would probably just pack up and go home and get ready to meet my makeup, because what I knew about chemotherapy wasn't very good, and I didn't think that it was something that she needed to go through. And she took my advice, and we went home, and still, outpatient for Duke University. She went back and forth, but after about three weeks after that, I had done my research, and I just got involved with finding out as much as I could about the body and who could teach me about the body and what to do about these diseases. And I ran into a company called Nature Sunshine, and they had Currit on these classes and had all this information about how to reverse disease and why we get sick and all that kind of stuff. And I learned as much as I could. And I got involved with using some of the herbs and some of the alternative techniques with my mother, and she started to get better. We did the fasting. We went into changing the diet, all the things that we knew that they told us that we should do. Got her off the meat as much as we could and got her on some good healthy food. I think honey was the first one we used. And about that time, Nature Sunshine came up with a product called Pardaco. Now, this was back in 1980. And we found the information on the Pardaco to be encouraging, saying that it had emptied the cancer wards in Mexico, they were just having tremendous success with it. So I started it with my mother, and sure enough, she responded to it quite well. And after about a month or so, after that, we went back to the Duke, and they say, we don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And it went on, and she lived 10 years after that, and I think everybody was astounded, and I was convinced that there was something that needed to be said so people knew that they didn't have to die sick. So I've been doing this ever since, and been having fair good success with it, and it is actually true. If you give your body a chance to heal itself, and that's the only way you can get healed, heal yourself through lifestyle changes, through other things that we know to do, and with faith and a little prayer, you can make a lot of changes in your life and reverse most diseases. So I'm just thankful that I stumbled on this path, and I haven't been able to do anything since. So I'm here today to assist anybody that want to hear about how to do that and what they need to do to make it happen for them. So that's kind of how I got here and what I've been doing, and I'm ready to share as much as people want to hear tonight and answer any questions they might have as best I can in terms of how I did it and what we did and the results that we got. So, yeah. That's how I got started and why I do what I do.
You know, that's a very, very powerful testimony, Brother Coy, and I just want to reiterate to the listeners that you had already graduated from law school. And the reason I'm stressing that is because a lot of times when people hear the words alternative medicine, which is actually, I don't even like to use that word, because actually when you go to the doctor and you go to an allopathic doctor, that's actually alternative medicine, because the holistic medicine was here first, you're going to the allopathic doctor, you're actually going to the alternative, because that wasn't here first. You know, when people say alternative, they It's almost implied as though that's secondary or something less than the original. But the holistic medicine, or, you know, eating vegan and vegetarian, that was actually here first. And then doctors at some point decided that they were going to go into laboratories and start, you know, coming up with chemo and radiation and pills and, you know, cutting on the body and all of this. Yeah. But that's actually the alternative. The original plan was for a man to eat fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds and grains. And when we got away from that, that's when we started having all of the issues and the problems. But, again, I wanted to stress that Coy is a very educated individual, again, having graduated from law school, because when people think of and hear the word herbs and so forth, they automatically think of somebody that is working in some back room, some backwoods voodoo man, you know what I mean, and that they don't really know what they're doing, and that you're actually taking a risk and putting your life at risk by going to this person, when the reality is that you're actually putting your life at risk when you're going into the hospitals and being treated with the medication that they're using in there, because the track record that they have in the hospitals is not really that great. You know, now, I would go to the doctor if I had a broken bone. You know, he could set my bone or something like that. But as far as if I got sick, my first inclination would not be to take whatever drugs that the hospital is recommending, because they have very, very toxic side effects. And again, just for a moment, brother, again, we're going to get to the high blood pressure part, but just for a moment, could you talk about the side effects and the toxic side effects of allopathic medicine? Because when you get diagnosed with something, or somebody that you love gets diagnosed with something and they go to the doctor, chances are they're going to be prescribed some sort of medicine or medication. We've seen the commercials on TV where they might say side effects include drowsiness, blurred vision, you know, hair loss, fatigue.
Longer than the commercial, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, the side effects are longer than the commercial, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we know that a substance can't be both good and bad. If it causes or cures one thing or alleviates the symptoms of one thing, but causes your hair to fall out, then that's not good. You know, if it, you know, stops your, if it brings down your blood pressure, but now you've got blurred vision, then that's not good. That's bad. So if you could, for a moment, Brother Coy, could you just talk about the toxic side effects of medication? Because there's somebody out there who has a choice to make. And, you know, if you could talk about the side effects of allopathic medicine, that'd be good.
Well, the as you mentioned earlier, the intended diet for man was the grains, nuts, seeds, fruits, and vegetables. But somehow we do everything but that. We don't seem to want to go that way for some reason. We think we can go to the doctor and get a pill, and because we feel better for a minute, we think we're okay. But the side effects of the product is that it's not a natural product, and it's synthetic, or it's made up in a laboratory, and it creates more inflammation or more conflict in the body. So you may get rid of the pain from the arthritis if you take arthritis medication, but the problem is you still have this problem with assimilating the calcium that you need to keep the bones strong. So you may feel better for a minute, but in the long run, it's going to create the problem that you're addressing. So that's the first thing you want to know, that if you're taking a medication, eventually it will cause the condition that you're taking it for. So you want to make sure that you understand that and know the consequences of taking these things. And what we want to do is, first of all, go back to where we know we ought to be, eating natural foods and doing the right thing in life in terms of habits, getting rid of bad habits and all the things we know we shouldn't do, and begin to feed the body what it needs. And we'll find that we'll get to a place to where the body will respond and do what it's supposed to do naturally and without creating a problem somewhere else. So that's the greatest problem we have with these synthetic medicines or traditional medicines that we get from the doctor. is that they are toxic and they will eventually cause some other problem to occur in the body, if not aggravate the problem or make it worse. It makes the body weaker in terms of fighting the condition that you're taking the medication for. It's just temporary. So we want to know that what to do, first of all, before we even talk about taking any medication from a doctor. We need to go back and do the things we know we need to do so that we at least give our body a best chance that we have to get it to do what it's supposed to do and work right. So in a nutshell, that's the problem with the side effects. Is if you're taking the medication for high blood pressure, if you take it long enough, eventually you're going to have a heart attack or stroke. So it's not a cure. It's just something temporary that you're doing, and you have to still go back and realize that this is what I need to do to, if I have to live on a medication from a doctor, that you're in a tenuous situation and it's not going to make you better in the long run.
Everybody, my special guest is Coy Dunson. We call him King Coy Dunson, and you know why. He's breaking this thing down, and we're talking about holistic health. If you have a question, all you have to do is press 1, and we'll bring you on board. I want to get to, and I promise I'm going to get to the blood pressure part of this discussion, but I think it needs to be established that when we talk about allopathic medicine and going to doctors and so forth, that they're trained in what they're trained in. And I think a lot of times people wonder, well, if we're talking about holistic health and curing the body via the use of a clean, holistic diet, a diet that's free from animal products, dairy, all of that, and that we're suggesting that that can actually not just prevent disease but actually reverse disease, the common thought might be for a lot of people, well, if you know that reversing your diet can actually, or changing your diet can actually reverse disease and or prevent disease, then wouldn't the medical establishment know that? You know, so for the record, let's establish something here, that most doctors have very, very, very little or few hours when it comes to nutrition, when it comes to their study. You know, surgeons have been taught how to cut. Okay, when they see something, their first inclination is to, let's cut it out. They don't know that, as hard as it might be to believe, they don't know that by using holistic remedies that you can actually change your condition. Oftentimes, that's why they tell you, if you were to go to your doctor and say, listen, I heard this show on Juwanza for Life, and they were talking about how, you know, eating a plant-based diet, whole foods diet, can actually cure the body, they're going to tell you, your doctor is sure to tell you, and almost guarantee you that the doctor will tell you that that stuff doesn't work. I've never known anybody to do that. So if we could have just established, Brother Coy, that in many cases, in most cases, the doctors really don't know when you're sharing with them that you can actually change your condition by changing your diet. Many of them, they don't know that to be the case because they haven't studied that, correct?
That's correct. They're not trained in what the proper way of taking care of your body and what it takes. They are funded by drug companies and the people that make the equipment for hospitals, and that's a disease process. I mean, if you get into a disease process, there's no way you're going to come out with a holistic alternative. So you have to understand first that going to a doctor is not a natural way to heal the body. And when you go that way, you have to realize that that they are being paid to use or administer these chemicals that they make up in the lab. They are being paid to encourage you to use the equipment that's in the hospitals. They are not being paid to get you well, in other words. So you want to realize that and understand that if you get well, it's going to have to be somewhere along the line. You're going to have to come into your mind that I have to go back and do what I'm supposed to do, get on the right diet, take care of myself better, stop doing the things I know I shouldn't do. And that's then you on the way of healing. But if you stay in the medical system or if you stay in the medical process, They're going to use you to try out the new equipment, to test the latest drugs, and you're just a guinea pig, basically. And if that's what you want to be or do without taking the responsibility of your own self, you're going to die.
Mm. You know, that sounds so harsh, but that's the reality. That's the reality. And it doesn't matter how nice your doctor is. It really doesn't matter how compassionate they may be. I mean, you know, I've heard people talk about, you know, they went to the doctor and, oh, the doctor, he was just so nice. You know, he was just so, the people, the nurses, they were just so compassionate and caring and, you know, but that doesn't mean anything if the person that they're compassionate and caring for ultimately dies of what they went into the hospital for. And the sad part about it is that the doctor's going to get paid regardless, whether the patient lives or whether the patient dies. The doctor is going to get paid anyway, as though the doctor did it right. So, for example, if you go to the doctor for something and they start giving you chemo and radiation, and ultimately you succumb to that process and you eventually die, while your family is grieving and they're going to the funeral, the doctor is going to the bank, regardless of whether you live or whether you die. He's going to get paid as though he did it right, you know. So you really need to consider taking matters into our own hands, doing the research, not, like Corey said, just being a guinea pig, just getting into that cycle and going from one doctor to the next, and then one specialist sends you to another specialist, and before you know it, eventually they all end up, you know, getting paid off for you. And then, like you said once before, Corey, lastly, the undertaker gets paid off for you, and then they next move on to somebody else. So, you know, tonight, again, we're going to talk about high blood pressure. Again, to everybody that's listening online, I see you on board. If you have a question, again, we're talking about holistic health. Actually, again, high blood pressure is just a point of departure for this discussion. But if you have a question or a comment about any other situation, it could be fibroids, it could be heart trouble, it could be anything, just press 1 and I can bring you on board and you can ask your question or make your comment. But until you do, okay, we're going to talk about high blood pressure. Brother Coy, what is high blood pressure? A lot of times people say certain things run in their family, oh, high blood pressure runs in my family. What happens actually to the pressure of the blood that actually gets it to a position where now doctors are saying that your blood pressure is high and now we need to give you some sort of allopathic medication to reduce it? What actually is high blood pressure? What causes it?
Well, let's start with from the beginning. It's just an indication that your body is under some kind of stress or tension, and usually that comes down from inflammation. Inflammation comes when we eat the wrong thing, do the wrong things, not giving the body what it needs. And when you're young, you can do a lot of that, and you can stick your chest out and all of that. But as you get older, particularly, and now not so old, you don't have to be so old, because the diet is so void of nutrition until we're getting high blood pressure before we even reach the teenage years. But again, that comes from inflammation. When we eat wrong, when we do the wrong things, it creates inflammation in the body. In other words, puts stress on the different organs. It clogs up the arteries. The animal fat or anything from an animal is going to eventually clog up the arteries. It's going to make your heart work harder. It's going to damage your kidneys. It's going to ruin your pancreas. And all of that leads into the first symptom, or it's not really the first symptom, the end of the process is high blood pressure. Your body is trying to do what it's supposed to do, and you're doing everything against it. So you got this friction going on in the body that pushes up your pressure to a point to where it's noticeable, and you have to begin to take medication, or if you go to the doctor, they're going to give you some medication, which is a temporary fix, as we said. And if you don't change the diet and do the things you're supposed to do, you're going to increase the inflammation in the body, and you're going to start damaging the kidney, you're going to start damaging the pancreas, and your arteries are going to clog up, and your body's just going to shut down eventually. So that's really the process of most of the time when we get a pressure problem or really any condition in the body, it's some kind of inflammation going on. It's your body telling you that you need to get your lymphatic system moving so you can get this garbage out, and you have to stop putting the garbage in so that your body will have a chance to recover and do what it's supposed to do the way it's supposed to do it. So unless we understand that process, it's going to be hard to understand what to do about it. And the doctors won't tell you because they don't get paid to tell you that. And it's something that we should be teaching in our homes and learning in any way we can. If we self-teach ourselves, we should understand first how the body works and what causes it, what's happening when the body begins to malfunction, and then what to do about it. And if you understand that most of the time it's inflammation, and inflammation is generally a sign that you're eating wrong, or you're stressed out, or you're not doing what you're supposed to do, it's going to send your pressure up. And we remember that's why heart attack and strokes are still the number one killer in America, because we refuse to acknowledge the fact that all these things that we do wrong directly affect the heart, directly affect the kidney, directly affect your pancreas, and it leads to this condition of strokes and heart attacks, which is really preventable. It's needless. We don't have to go through that. And it doesn't mean you never do anything wrong, but you have to understand when you do things that you shouldn't do, that you have to do something correct. And when you don't, you continue to do the same thing, expecting a different result, you're going to die.
Mm.
Woo!
Wow. Everybody, my special guest, they ain't pulling no punches today. And you know what? I love it, because when your house is on fire, okay, sometimes people, when it comes to this whole holistic health thing, you know, we kind of nudge people like the house ain't on fire, you know. We'll be like, you know, come on now, wake up, gently nudging them, you know, wake up, baby, do you smell that smoke? You know, it's getting closer. Don't you feel it's getting warm in here? Those are flames outside the door. No, you can't do that when it comes to your health. Sometimes you got to give it to people raw. You got to snatch that pillow out from up under their head, grab them by the legs, drag them out the bed, and drag them to safety verbally, okay? Yeah. If you don't change, okay, your diet to a live it, you are going to die, okay? Now, of course, we're all going to die one day, okay? But like Brother Corey said, we don't have to die sick, okay? And live a long, healthy, productive life if we are willing to make the changes that are necessary to be made, because it will catch up with you. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. But it's not a question of if it's going to catch up with you. The question is, when will it catch up with you? Because we know that some people live to be 105 years old, and they can drink and smoke and, do everything that you would tell them not to do, and then somebody will use that individual as an example and say, well, you know what, why should I have to stop eating meat and dairy and sugar and all of this other kind of stuff? My grandmama drank and drank Wild Irish Rolls, a pint of Wild Irish Rolls every day, drank and ate chitlins, and lived to be 105, okay, and never exercised a day in her life. But that might not be you. That was her. You might not be able to get away with that. So we just want to have this show to encourage you, to let you know, in case you didn't know, the role that your food, what you do, your lifestyle, the role that it plays in your either your ascending to a long, beautiful life free of, you know, any health problems, or your demise. Okay, so we have it all in our control. It's in our control. Brother Corey, if we can, for a moment, because if we could just talk about the role of stress and as it relates to high blood pressure and other conditions. I mean, we know that stress can bring on even fibroids. Fibroid tumors can be caused as a result of stress. And, of course, once somebody gets fibroids, you know that the doctor, first thing they're going to want to do is cut them out. They're not going to want to tell you that you can actually shrink the fibroids by changing your diet and actually giving the body what it needs, which will, in fact, allow the fibroids to actually shrink and then can pass through the body. Can you talk about fibroids for a moment? and the role of stress.
Yeah, fibroid is just accumulation of mucus that's attacking the reproductive system of the woman. And the woman is an emotional being, and when they can't channel that emotion to a positive side, it accumulates. It begins to attack their internal organs in the body, and oftentimes, most time in women, it's the fibroid. It's generally associated with emotional issues, relationships, maybe a job you don't like or a relationship you don't like, and instead of learning how to let it go or to deal with it, we internalize it, and it comes up in the form of fibroid, and that fibroid will continue to grow as long as you continue to feed it. And the only way to stop it is to cut off the food supply that it lives on, which is generally blood and mucus, and begin to reduce the stress on the body by, you know, learning how to let things go. Don't let things take over you. And as a result, when you do that, you find that the fibroid, you're not giving that fibroid a chance to live or thrive. So, we want to know how to handle the stress. Stress is a number one cause. And again, it's highly related to the diet. And we want to go to a place that that we can handle this stress and let it go and move on to another place where we can be in a better position to protect ourselves from these conditions that we get that are really preventable.
Mm-hmm.
So, fibroid is one of those things that primarily is an emotional stress-producing. The results of an emotional stress for relationships or condition that you're living in that you create yourself. So, yes, we want to learn how to reduce stress by, you know, doing passive exercises, being more open to better relationships, learning how to handle relationships so that we don't create a situation where we are holding on to stuff. And that stuff turns up in the forms of a fibroid or some other condition in the body that can really lead to a disease state. So, yes, we want to avoid those conditions,
You know, it's so interesting, Brother Quay, just having this discussion, because I think what happens with a lot of people and stress is that we need to understand that we don't have to respond in the way, you know, it's the stress response, because nothing is intrinsic to a particular situation to make it stressful. For example, you could have two people get accosted, okay? One person relives the same event over and over in their mind, you know, wishing hell and damnation on the person that robbed them or, you know, whatever. The other person is just happy that they got out of the situation alive. You know, the other person is just happy, like, hey, I can always get some more money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they walk away and they let it go. But person A is now walking around, reliving it, telling the story again, and every time they tell the story, they get mad again. So each time that they're repeating this to themselves, they're causing their stress response is now causing certain chemicals to be released into the body, cortisol and other things that are now being harmful to the body. And partly our identification, I think, and like Raul Nefarmen says, part of our identification with being human is the problem, because as a, quote, human, end quote, being, we justify being mad. Okay, somebody cuts you off in traffic, okay, you're running late for work or whatever, the person in the line at the store is in front of you is taking their time and you got somewhere to be, and all of a sudden now, you know, all of these emotions are welling up inside of you. Now you're angry, now you're mad, and even as you've left the store, now you're in your car, now you're late, and now you cursing the person out who was in line, and now the situation is over, but now you're still reliving it over and over again. And every time you relive it and justify being mad, justify being upset, justify being sad, justify that all of these toxic chemicals are being released into your bloodstream, which now, because of your stress response, you're now causing harm to yourself. The event is over, okay, but now you're still reliving it and replaying it in your mind, and now as a result of that stress, in some people it shows up as fibroids. In some other people, it shows up as, you know, high blood pressure. In somebody else, it might show up as something else. So we don't have to accept the fact that we are human beings. We are more than that. We are divine. And so
we're living beings,
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Brother Coy, if we could, because I know somebody wanted to talk about, and I'll ask about this, gallstones. And again, we're going to get to the blood pressure. But what role do the gall, what's the role of the gallbladder, and how do gallstones form, and how can we get rid of gallstones without having them surgically removed?
Well, gallstones, again, comes from, I'd say, eating animal fat. It's the fat that your body can't process, and this fat tries to go through the digestive system. The digestive system just push it to the side because it don't know what it is. And it settles down, or just like the kidney stone cells in the kidney, this gall, this fat accumulates, and it settles around the gallbladder, and it just gets hard like a rock. That's why they call it a gallstone. But it's just fat, animal fat. So if you want to avoid gallstone, you want to understand how where they come from, and then. If you do manage to recognize that you have gallstones, there are ways to just flush them out. You can just flush them out. You don't have to get your gallstone, your gallbladder cut out, and you don't have to do none of that. You just drink apple juice all day and olive oil and lemon at night and do an enema in the morning. And after 2 or 3 days at the most, your gallstones will be gone, at least well under control. You may have to do it more than once depending on how long you have suffered with them or developed them over time, or how much damage you've done through your diet and in terms of animal fat. But again, those stones, it's the fat from the animal that gets so hard and it settles. It's trying to get out, but it's so hard and it likes to stay where it is, and they just begin to accumulate. The fat just... if one stone start, then other stones build around it, and other stones build around that, and you just go on and on. But again, if you drink the apple juice, will help shrink them, and the olive oil and lemon juice will give them a way out, and the enema will assist that process by flushing them out. So that's what a gallstone is, and that's how easy they are to get rid of. But we go to the doctor, and because they can't make any money on telling you that you can flush them out, they recommend surgery. Usually the surgery, you wind up without a gallbladder, and you may think the gallbladder is not necessary, but every organ or every piece of equipment that God gave you, you need it. And when you cut it out, you can't put it back. So that's why it's important to understand and know that there is an alternative that you can, or the right way to do it. First, stop the animal fat, and then do start adding things in your diet that will help your body pass those stones, and you don't have to get rid of any of your organs.
So when you say, Brother Coy, stop the animal fat, I just want to make sure that everybody's clear. He doesn't mean to just take the steak and cut the fat from around the steak.
No, that's not what I mean. But
I ain't eating animal fat. I'm eating the lean part. You ain't talking about cutting the fat around it, right?
Well, in any flesh that you eat, there's fat in it. I don't care if you cut it off or what you do, but you have to eliminate the animal eat that you're eating. Just stop eating it. Because if you eat what you call the lean part, you're still getting animal fat, and that animal fat your body can't digest, and it'll accumulate, and it can cause your gallstones, kidney stones, or depending on what you like to eat most, what area of the body you will affect most. But no, I'm not talking about just cutting the fat away. No, you got to eliminate the animal meat itself, because in the meat there's fat. No matter how much.
Brother, somebody wants to talk to you. I'm going to call out the last four digits of your telephone number, and here we go. Corey, you ready?
Ready.
All right. Extension 1757, you're on the air with Brother Corey Dunstan, King Corey Dunstan. Welcome to Juwanza for Life.
Thank you. How y'all doing this evening?
Fine. How are you?
All right. So my mother recently just got released from the hospital because she had this whole gallbladder, gallstone issue, and she's set to go back for surgery in about another month. Because the doctor pretty much says, well, her gallbladder has died off, for the lack of a better term, and it needs to be removed. So how can she come back from that?
Well, one of the oldest and tried and true techniques for gallstones is just get you 2 or 3 gallons of straight apple juice, not concentrate, not made from flavors or colors, straight apple juice. About 2 or 3 gallons, and just drink apple juice all day. Eat as light as you can. Try to eat raw if you can, salads and fruits and vegetables, or not at all. And at night, you take olive oil, about I think half a cup of olive oil and a half a cup of lemon juice, something like that. The ratio is close to that. And in the morning, you do an enema. And if you do that sometimes 1 day, 2 days at the 3 days at the most, you will start passing the stones. In fact, if you look at your stool, you'll see in your stool all these different color, look like rocks, look like emerald or whatever color they might come out to look like. And you will pass them automatically, and it's no big deal to do that. So it's not necessary for them to cut your mother's gallbladder out, and I would not recommend you take that course when you got the alternative to, say, buy the Tuesday next week, they could be gone.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
And if you have any more questions, you can call me.
Thank you.
We're going to give his telephone number again, because, again, it's, you know, when we're having shows like this, it's oftentimes you got to go into a little bit more detail or whatever, so you can call him, Brother Corey. Matter of fact, I'll give you the phone number now. So if you got something to write with, I'm going to give this telephone number. Please write it down. You can get in contact with Brother Corey Dunstan at 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. Also, this show is going to be archived immediately, well, I'd say about a half hour after the show is over. You'll actually be able to go back and listen to the show. So, and, we'll get the show to you so that if you wanted your mother to hear the show as well, she could do that. You know, Brother Corey, it's so interesting, man, that you said that, because people would not think just how easy healing really, really is. Just to think that you can just drink apple juice, okay, do an enema in the morning, fast, eat light, eat raw, you know, and dissolve the gallstones and save yourself so much trouble. But it's through, that's why I am so thankful for you, my brother, you know, because this information that you're sharing could actually, you know, help relieve somebody's, I mean, they're going down a certain path. And let me just say this, that oftentimes we pray for the answer, and the answer comes, and sometimes people say, that's not it. But there are the others who say, that's what I've been waiting for. I know that that is God answering my prayer. Okay? For somebody, this could be the answer to a prayer. Brother Quay, I want to thank you for that. And if you could, please give your information, if you would, hours of operation for those in the D.C. area, or for those that want to, if you're down here in Richmond and you want to ride up to see Brother Corey in person, or call Corey and schedule a consultation over the phone. Brother Coy, could you please give your hours of information and your address?
Well, I'm located at 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20032. The telephone is 202-562-0041. You can call me anytime. If you don't get an answer, leave me a message. I get back with you. But usually I'm there, and I will answer the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have any questions about anything that I say, or if you need more information, you can call me, and I can give you a source to go look it up. Or remember, we got the internet now, and you can just go to turn on your internet and put in the search engine, just put on gallstone flush. And all that will come up for you. And if you run into a situation where you need to talk to someone, I can do that with you and give you what I can or what I know about what your condition is and give you my recommended plan of action to correct it. So it's not like it's impossible to do this, and it's not difficult like you say. So we just have to be willing to give ourselves a chance first. If you go to the doctor, that's what he's going to tell you. You need to cut it out. And you don't need to cut it out. You need to just do what you know to do and begin to do the things that you should do to correct most of the conditions that we oftentimes die from needlessly.
Carla, thank you so much for your call. Did you have another question? Carla, did you have another?
No, I didn't.
Okay, thank you so much for your call. Brother Quinn, if I could just make sure that everybody understands this too, that when you're given the regimen, that it is important to follow it to the letter, okay? That doesn't mean, for example, you know, and I'm not speaking to you necessarily, caller, but for anybody that's listening, if you're given the regimen, then you have to follow it to the letter. If, for example, just for the sake of discussion, if the regimen is drink a gallon of apple juice and, you know, do the enemas in the morning and cut out animal fat, that doesn't mean keep eating the animal fat and then start juicing and doing the enemas. You got to stop the animal fat, okay? You got to give up something, okay, to get something, all right? And, again, this could be the answer to a prayer, and I think that it is, and I just want to thank you so much, Carla, for taking the courage to call in. And hopefully this information that we shared with you will be a blessing to you and your mother. Brother Coy, back to high blood pressure. When it comes to high blood pressure, what is the safe range for high blood pressure? What's the safe range? Again, people might not know what the safe range is. What's the safe range for blood pressure?
Well, I think they recently elevated it a bit, a little higher. But if you talk to a real cardiologist, they would want your top number to be below 100 now. They would recommend that you try to work to get it below 100. So you're looking at 100 over 80 or 70 is what they want to get you to. But I think now they have moved it up to 140 or so over 80 or 90.
Okay.
Because they're understanding that we just have a naturally, some people have a naturally higher blood pressure, and that it tends to be black people. But again, when you want to stay right around that 120 over 80, that's probably a safe range. But now they want you to get that top number below 100, and that really takes some changing up. You got to really change your whole lifestyle to do that. But it is possible, and you can do it. The lower the pressure, the lower that top number, the less stress you're putting on your heart, and the less likelihood you're going to have circulation problems. You would have to almost live your whole life animal-free and stress-free in order to be able to maintain a pressure like that. But it is possible, and I would encourage people to work toward that. But if you can keep yours between 120, 130, maybe 140 if you really have a stressful lifestyle, you want to not go over 140 at least. When you start getting around 140, you need to check yourself. But I've known people to have pressure up to 190, 200, and they walk around and not even feel it. or they don't realize what's going on with them because the pressure is something that will sneak up on you. But yeah, your pressure can get out of hand pretty quick, and as you get older, it bears more watching. And I would encourage everyone to get a pressure monitor of some kind and keep it close by, and at least 2 or 3 days out of the week for a while, just check yourself to see what's going on with it. And if you feel like it's getting out of hand, yes, you may want to make some drastic changes in terms of getting that pressure off the heart and giving the heart a little break. So, yes.
Okay. Well, vacation. Brother Coy, if we could, we've got a few moments left. How about this? Let me just shift here for a quick second. Diabetes. I know somebody out there had a question about diabetes. We've done shows on diabetes before.
Yeah.
That's one of the easiest conditions to cure. Is that correct?
That is correct. Most of these conditions are very easy to cure. It's just knowing the right thing to do and doing it. When you get into the diabetic problem, the blood sugar problem usually comes again from inflammation because of we are eating the wrong things. We're putting the pressure on the pancreas to understand what we are eating, and a lot of the things we are eating are not really food or not really designed to nourish the body. So the pancreas gets confused and it doesn't know what to do with it. So it starts backing up in the circulatory system and it starts interfering with the pancreas' ability to balance the blood sugar, and you look up and you got full-blown diabetes. But again, just give that pancreas a break by eating raw. The more you eat raw, the more you juice, the more you exercise, your pancreas will respond and eliminate all the things we know we shouldn't eat, too much animal fat, too many carbohydrates. And most of we're creatures of habit. We eat the same thing every day, and that stuff, it builds up in the system, and it creates inflammation in the pancreas, which is the main cause of diabetes. And the pancreas don't know what to do. It gets confused and it shuts down on you. And now your blood sugar is out of balance, and it's not going to get in balance until you do something to get it to do what the right thing that it's supposed to do. So, diabetes are very easy to fix. It's primarily through a live it rather than a diet.
Mm. So we're talking about a few days. Somebody, you can get your diabetes under control in less than a week. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. That's correct. It's been proven, yeah. It's been done and it's been proven over and over again. But you got to know how to do that and what to eat and how to eat it. And I say juicing. Get the green leafy vegetables and juice and drink as much as you can every day. And your diabetes will generally go away in less than a week or so. But you can't go back doing the thing that got you there in the first place. So you got to keep that process up, or give your body as much chance as you can to give the pancreas as much chance as you can to not work. You don't want to work your pancreas, and the way to do that is eating raw.
I want to make sure that everybody heard that he said that you can actually get your diabetes to go away. We're not talking about remission here. Okay, we're not just talking about you still got it, but the levels are so low that they're undetectable. We're talking about go away.
Go away.
You never had it, right?
That's correct. And that's a very prevalent condition in the community, and it's at least 99.9% due to the diet.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Everybody, I hope you
but
all are enjoying it.
The doctor's not going to tell you that.
No.
Because they got all these medications out here for you to take, and they want to make that money by recommending them. And that's what we do. We get in line to take these medications. The drugstores are booming.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always use the example that if there are 10 or maybe 100 people in a line, and you're the last person in the line, and you're seeing that everybody in front of you is walking towards this cliff, and everybody's falling off the cliff. Now, you got time to get out of that line, okay? So if you continue to stay in the line, but you know now that there's another path, okay? If you didn't know before tonight's show, now you know there's another path. It's called the holistic path, okay? The line when you go to the doctor, that's the allopathic path, okay? And the majority of the people in that path fall off the cliff. Now, you could be the 10th or the 100th person at the end or the bottom of the canyon if you want to, okay? And chances are you will be if you don't get out of that path. But most people don't get out of that path because they don't know that there's another path. Your spirit brought you to this show. I don't care how you heard about the show, okay? But if you're listening right now, you were meant to hear King Coy Dunstan and share this information. Now, it could be for you, or it could be for somebody that you know. It could be for a loved one. And I encourage you, if this information is some information that you've heard before, chances are you know somebody who's got either high blood pressure. I mean, I'll just ask right now. This is a rhetorical question. I'm not going to come and put you on the phone, but do you know anybody who's got high blood pressure besides the first person that came to your mind? Do you know anybody else that's got high blood pressure? Do you know anybody that's got diabetes? Do you know anybody that's got fibroid issues? Okay? Chances are you do. What about cancer? Do you know anybody that's got cancer? Chances are you do. Well, then, if this information isn't for you, it could be the answer to their prayers. Would you share it with them? Would you share this information with them? Now, of course, you don't have to, okay? Brother Coy is not, you know, the only person that's out here healing. You know, God would not put all of that information in the hands of one man, because if that were the case, when that person died, then the information would be gone, okay? This is information that is prevalent in the holistic health community. There are a lot of people healing themselves. I have another guest that comes on regularly, Dr. Ruby Latham. She's cured herself of thyroid cancer. Doctors told her she had thyroid cancer. Her being a researcher was like, well, let me do some research. We're going to see about that. Doctor said that it can't be done. When she said, I'm going to heal myself, doctor said that it can't be done. Well, she did it, okay? And the next testimony can be yours. It could be your mother's, okay? It could be a friend of yours. Brother Coy comes on once a month, and we discuss all kinds of different, you name it. I mean, cancer, diabetes, arthritis, high blood pressure, you name it. We've covered it. So share this information and know that you heard this for a reason. Is it the answer to your prayer? Mm-hmm. So, everybody, Brother Coy, could you give your information again, please?
I'm at 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20032. The phone number is 202-562-0041. That's probably the best way to find me. If you have any questions or you want to find out where I am or whatever, just call me at 202-562-0041. And I'm there every day, usually, but Sunday, or when I get feel like I need a day off, I'll take a day off. But usually I'm there from 8 to 6 every day but Sunday. And if you call and don't get an answer, I may be with someone else or I may be in the kitchen. Just leave a message and I can call you right back. And or you can just stop by and anytime you're in the neighborhood and you'll probably see me there. So I'd love to see you and come by and tell me what's going on with you, and we can sit down and have a little lunch and talk about what's going on. I'd love to do that.
I want everybody to know, too, if you've never thought of becoming a vegetarian or vegan, it's not just eating salads all day. I know that you've heard the term, and I've used the term, you know, changing your meat-eating diet to a plant-based diet. And I think when people hear plant-based, they get scared, Corey. They're like, hey, wait a minute, I'm just going to be eating plants all day long? No,
like
eating vegan and vegetarian can be the most exciting, delicious experience. You would be so amazed at just how delicious and wonderful being vegan and vegetarian can be. There are so many dishes out here that if you didn't know that you were not eating meat, you would think that you were eating meat. And by the way, Brother Coy has got an awesome establishment in Washington, D.C. called Secrets of Nature. If you're up in that area and if you're ever in the D.C. area, you've got to get by there, okay? And you will, if you've never tasted vegetarian food or vegan food before, that would be a wonderful place to start. I mean, your taste buds will thank you because once you go vegan and vegetarian, you wouldn't really want to go back, you know. And for those of you, I mean, I never thought, I remember if you would have asked me many years ago if I'd ever become a vegan, I wouldn't even consider it. I mean, I was one of these Big Mac kids, you know what I mean? I grew up eating bad like everybody else, you know. Now, just the smell of dead flesh, it's nasty. You know what I mean? When I smell it, you know, it's like it's just, ugh, I can't believe that I ate it. And yeah, you'll get to that point. Point. And again, it's a process. Nobody's judging you. You are where you are. But if you want to live a fruitful, healthy life so that you can do what God put you here to do, we all got a purpose, but running back and forth to the hospital is not it. Okay? So if you want to do what God put you here to do, and you can't do it if you're not healthy, then at least consider the information that you heard today. And give Brother Coy a call. And I will say it like I always do. I'm going to say this number until you know it by heart. It's 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. I got another garlic question, another high blood pressure question, Brother Quinn. That's about garlic. It's been stated that garlic will bring your pressure down. But I think it's important for people to know that, you know, again, as I always say, you're going to have to give up something if you want to be healthy. Okay, so if you there's a reason why your blood pressure went up. Okay, so if you eliminate the reason why it went up, then you might not have to take the garlic to bring it down. So, Coy, if you could just speak to that, you know, that just, you know, if you're going to continue to eat meat and take garlic, you know what I mean, you're kind of defeating the purpose, correct?
Right. That is not the way to do it. But there is an ingredient in garlic called garlicin that will help with reducing the pressure. And what it does, it actually goes in and kind of opens up the arteries a bit and give you more circulation ability. And in that process, it takes a little stress off the heart, and it will help your pressure come down. But again, that's done in conjunction with a proper diet. Animal-free diet is the first thing you want to move toward if you got pressure problems and you want to get on a regular exercise program to help strengthen the heart. Maybe a little cardio, but sometimes the pressure comes from stress, so you may want to do a little more passive exercises like stretching and rebound exercise on the trampoline or yoga or something along that line to help slow you down and get control of your faculties around you and breathing. All of those things will help bring your breathing will help bring your pressure down 4 or 5 points in a minute or so. But the proper breathing exercises and learning how to do that and learning how to take the stress out of the body is one of the best ways to deal with pressure problems. Garlic will help, but also will changing the diet or living to a livid will help. Eat more live food. Stay away from a lot of the things that we know we shouldn't eat, like the sugar. And all of those things will help reduce the pressure. Just the garlic alone won't do what you're trying to do.
Okay. Well, Brother Coy, how about somebody who's trying to transition from the medicine that the doctors are given, and they heard this show, and they know, they're like, you know, that's the answer right there. I heard it, I know it, but now where do I begin? I'm tired of taking this toxic medication, or, you know, how do I make the transition? What should I do to make the transition? Should I just stop taking the doctor's medicine, you know, or how do I make that transition?
Well, I would recommend if you have no knowledge of how to do that, that you find someone that is in the field of holistic medicine and sit down with them and just have a talk with them, and they can recommend things that you can eat or herbs that you can take. I think we use a lot of herbs in dealing with a lot of the issues that we encounter in the body. And you will learn that certain herbs are better for certain conditions, and you learn how to use them, or oftentimes you're going to get them already formulated for you if you don't know much about where to get them or how to prepare them, you can oftentimes go to a good health food store and they can have a formula that's been put together already for you for high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, all of those things. I would first start with learning about those things and putting together a program that you think will fit you and begin to eliminate the things that causes the problem that you're dealing with, like stress or the diet or whatever you're dealing with. It usually comes from one of those two things, and learn how to integrate the herbs in your diet so that you can begin to relieve some of the inflammation and stress in the body and begin to repair the damage that you're doing and wean yourself off the medication, because you don't that medication is oftentimes that the doctor gives you will artificially lower or correct the condition. So you don't want to just stop it, because then all that stuff just comes back at you at once and you got no protection there. So you want to, maybe if you're taking it twice a day, go to once a day, then go cut the medication in half, and until you kind of get yourself off of it and begin to use more of the herbs and changing the diet to address the condition that you're dealing with. So, yeah, that's how I would kind of wean myself away from the medical establishment that we deal with today.
You know, I just want to say that when you are deciding to make that transition and to make that change, and you start changing your diet to a live it, and you start flushing the body of all of the things that, you know, you're stopping the eating the meat and the dairy and the sugar and all of these things, your body might go through, you know, we use the term a healing crisis, or a situation where now toxins are being released into the bloodstream. And so now you might actually, you know, have years and years and years of toxicity that the body is getting rid of. And so during that process, you might have a slight headache, you know, you might, you know, feel a little uneasy, but correct if I'm wrong, Coy, if you stick with it, this too shall pass, and you will eventually eliminate all of those ill feelings, as it's, and not to be alarmed, it's just the body throwing off the toxins, correct, Brother Coy?
Yeah, if you find that to be the case, yes, you can increase the herbal intake. The herbs that you're taking, you can increase it, and there should always be something in that regime to help the body flush itself. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, if you prepare yourself properly, in other words, if you're on a lot of medication, just start with just not eliminating dairy, sugar, and meat from the diet, and to start with the cleansing of the body, the detoxing, they call it. And begin to integrate the herbs to address the condition. And if you do that properly, you can avoid a lot of the recirculation of the toxins in the blood that make you feel bad or make you feel sick. You can eliminate a lot of that just by the way you do it. If you're in a hurry, yeah. If you're trying to just stop a full-fledged meat diet, full-fledged carbohydrate diet, you want to change overnight and you just stop and not do anything, yeah, you're going to make yourself a little sicker, and it's going to turn you against what you're trying to do. So you have to remember that your body needs time, just like you didn't get there overnight. It's going to take some time to get out of it, and just get yourself on a plan and just work your plan to that works for you until you are able to eliminate the medication or the thing that you're eating completely from your diet that's making you sick, and you'll find that you won't have a lot of repercussions with stopping putting these toxins in the body. You actually have withdrawal symptoms just like a drug addict would, because a lot of the foods that we eat are drugs. They're made up in a lab. They're not natural. They're chemically based. And when we stop it, it's just like a cocaine addict stopping cocaine or heroin addict stopping heroin. All that stuff comes up and it makes you sicker. But if you gradually reduce it and eliminate the things that you know you shouldn't do, you can reduce the side effects of detoxing to the point to where they are barely noticeable, and you will be able to get your energy up and keep your energy up to a point to where you can make that transition smoothly.
Well, there you have it. The brother has laid it out. It's been very informational. This show, as always, Brother Coy, has been just a blessing to me to hear it. I mean, I've heard you many, many times, and each time I hear you, I get blessed, and I'm just thankful, so thankful that God has given you the wisdom that he's given you and the heart that he's given you to share this information, to come on and share this information with my listeners freely. Again, I know that this was the answer to somebody's prayer, and I'm going to give the number again. If you heard this information and you said, that's it, that's what I've been waiting for, and you just need somebody to help walk you through this process, then first thing in the morning, you should be calling this number, 202-562-0041. Again, my special guest is Coy. That's Coy, C-O-Y, not Corey. People say Corey. It's Coy Dunstan, King Coy Dunstan, we call him. And he's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. You heard it. That's right. Diabetes, less than a week, okay? Less than a week. Gallbladder, you can start dissolving those. That's so simple. That's so easy. Again, but the doctors aren't going to tell you this. And don't take our word for it. Research. Like Coy's brother said concerning the gallbladder, get on the net, gallbladder flush. Check it out for yourself. But make sure you call Brother Coy. Sometimes when it's a process like this, you need somebody to hold your hand and say, look, I've never done this before. You've done it. You cured your mother of cancer in both breasts, the liver and the colon, and you've been curing folks for the last 30 years. Please, take me by the hand and lead me to health land, okay? Well, Brother Coy is there to do that. Brother Coy, again, I want to say thank you, my brother, to all of the listeners. You could be doing something else. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope this show is what you thought it would be. And Brother Coy, any final words for our listeners?
Well, I appreciate what you do. I thank you. If it wasn't for you, they wouldn't hear me. So I got to give you your props. And
thank you.
I appreciate the opportunity to get to let the people, share with the people what I've learned. And I hope it has blessed someone this evening. And if they have any questions, they can contact me 8 to 6 any day but Sundays at 202-562-0041.
Do you know about heart yet? I'm going to say it again. 202-562-0041. Brother Coy, again, brother, I bow to you and I thank you. To all of the listeners, this prayer has been answered for somebody today. Share this link with somebody else. Share this information with somebody else. Now, you heard it. Okay? Now, the question is, what are you going to do? You heard the information. You can either take the position that, oh, you know, that was a nice show, or you can take the position that he was talking to me, okay? See, sometimes God speaks through people, all right? Now, you could say, God was speaking to me, and I heard him, and I say yes, and I say yes. Well, thank you so much for your time. Pray about it, okay? And until the next time, my name is Jawanza. You've been listening to Jawanza for Life. That's what it's about. It's not a play on words. Jawanza for life. For life, not death. Thank you so much for your time. I love you too. Peace.